Hey guys, welcome back to the Joe Tosti Podcast, sales and marketing training made easy for business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople to help them with their sales and marketing skills to grow, scale, and close more business. Tonight we are talking about content marketing. So exactly what is content marketing? So many people have a different opinion, but they don't actually understand the definition of content marketing, the practice of content marketing, and why content marketing is very important for their business. Okay, so let's dive in. What is content marketing? So I did some research, and content marketing, according to the Content Marketing Institute, is content marketing is a marketing technique of creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and acquire a clearly defined audience with the objective of driving profitable customer interaction or action. Okay, so check this out, guys. So I know a lot of us think Instagram is content marketing. It's not content marketing, okay? What I need you guys to understand is just because you decide to post on Instagram, just because I decide to post this video, it doesn't make it content marketing. Not in my playbook, because what content marketing really is creating and distributing this valuable information to the audience, to you. Now, the part that lacks a lot of times is, one, is it may not be valuable, but two, it may not actually be towards your target market, right? So a lot I see on Instagram all the time, you have Pilates instructors and you have women who are in fitness and health eating, and they're attracting all these men when in fact the men aren't there to buy, they're just there to look at you, right? And so we want to create the type of content that's going to attract us the right audience that's going to buy, right? So the end objective is getting the prospects to buy. And I'm going to walk you through, when we get to why content marketing, the different steps in order to get them to buy. But now that we have a working definition, now if your Instagram, if you treat Instagram like a business and you think about it as, you know, I'm putting this content out, I'm directing people to my clothing line, I'm directing people to the different types of services I have, to a book, a podcast, a program, that's all really good. Now you're starting to leverage the pieces of content that you have that are actually going to drive people to buy. Okay, so examples of content marketing. I've got probably have 7 or 8 examples of content marketing. Okay, number one, ebooks. We all love ebooks. I have an ebook on my website. You can go to my website. You can go to joetosti.com. Check it out. So my ebook is about outbound emails. So it's how to create and deliver your first wildly successful outbound email campaign, even if you don't have a list, okay? So I've created this piece of content for people who are in business, they're trying to get more prospects, and they need to figure out, how can I leverage email to really start to generate leads? Because maybe you hate cold calling, maybe the social selling isn't really working for you. A lot of this takes time. You just need to stick with it, right? So I created this ebook that I think it breaks it down into 5 steps on how you can start to create this, implement this, and get this rocking and going. Okay, so it's probably 28 or 30 pages, but it's jam-packed. Now, most people are never going to read it. Why? Because no one ever reads anymore, right? So, but the ebook is there. You can go and download it. Some of the things that you can look at, you can look at the language of how I named the ebook. You can look at the call to actions that I've used for the ebook. You can look at the templates and some of that stuff. So ebooks can be an effective way to exchange information. And that's what this is all about, exchanging information, right? So what we want to do is I'm exchanging this ebook. I'm giving away this ebook for free. And what I'm getting in return is actually going to be someone's email address, right? So we're starting to build this relationship. And that's how we wanted to think of, this is how we want to think about it. We're thinking about building a relationship. And as we're building this relationship, maybe one piece is, here's the ebook and we trade. Here's another one, the podcast, okay? I'm shooting the podcast live right now. This is a piece of content. because I'm not only shooting the podcast, but I will then repurpose the content into a blog post. I will then send this out. I will send this podcast out to my email list also, right? So I'm going to be hitting people in 100 different angles. They're going to be getting this podcast. They're going to be getting the ebook. So it's these touches and just getting people to be more familiar with you. I love the podcast because the podcast allows me to be, you know, maybe to just like transmute my personality to you. So you get to know me a little bit better. And that's really the whole goal of the podcast, is to get to know me a little bit better. And you can ask questions. And if I do this on Instagram Live, you can start to get a better sense of who I am as a person. And my, you know, there's a sort of this arc of trust, right? And so as I start to become more trustworthy to you, that's all this is. Eventually you'll buy, right? So there's just a process you must understand, and content strategically used will then get people to buy down the road, okay? But people need to start trusting you. So this is called, all of this gets wrapped into your pipeline, right? So if you're in sales, you have a pipeline. If you're in marketing or an entrepreneur, you're in business, everyone has a pipeline, whether you want to accept that reality or not. So, and what is a pipeline? I'm not going to go too deep, but the pipeline is just, it's just this funnel of people, and they're all in these different stages. And what you just need to understand is that in the content marketing stage, you know, in this beginning, we're just starting to get people aware of who we are and you know, why us, why you should pay attention to me and that type of stuff. So we talked about the ebook, we talked about the podcast. Another great one, your website and or any landing pages you might have can also be considered content marketing depending on the information that is on your website, okay? If your website is pretty bland and stale, doesn't have any really educational information on there with some call to actions that are going to drive them to make a decision on something, it's not going to be content marketing, okay? Videos are another great one. So I'm not only shooting the podcast, but I'm trying to incorporate video, or I'm trying to do a 2-for-1 deal right now. And the reason why I like the video is that, again, now you can visually see me. So on the podcast, you can hear me, but if you were on Instagram Live, and this will be on iTunes tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on their process, you will be then able to not only listen to this, but for 24 hours afterwards, you can see me as I'm actually shooting this right now. You can watch me and sort of the mannerisms I have and the language. And this is just another avenue of content that I'm pushing out there for people who I don't even know who are going to watch this or who's going to listen to this on their drive or whatever. But someone's going to listen to this and they're going to be like, they're going to click and be like, this guy, he's got it. I need to talk to him. You know, let's hop on a Zoom call. Maybe he can help me with my business. And then you can join the program I have, right? I mean, the end goal is for me to drive people to enroll in the online program I have. It's this online coaching and video platform that I have for, to, you know, really help train business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople to, you know, really start to grow their business. So video is just another avenue of that. Okay, so another avenue might be a book. So a lot of people in a lot of different groups I'm in or I talk to are authors, right? Totally awesome. So you've written a book. Now, you may be selling the book. That may be useful, but a lot of people now are, you know, you look at a lot of successful people, and they'll be giving the book away because it's, you know, maybe it costs $4 or $3 to actually produce, but, and maybe you sell it for $20, but the real play is in selling your online program or course that you have, right? So when you start to think about it, you give the book away for free, you're using that as a piece of content to push out there. In return, you're selling some $1,000 course, okay? So starting to think larger than just, I have a book. You know, you went from selling the book to now the book is a piece of content that you can use to then sell your online program. Pretty cool, right? Okay, so some other examples that we can dive into. You know, you have white papers. So if you're deep into a certain space, white papers are going to be really great to really help educate your buyers. Okay, some other ones, apps or public speaking. These are all just different avenues of content that start to drive people towards the end goal. Okay, so why content marketing? So we've talked about, the definition of content marketing. We've talked about some examples of content marketing. But why content marketing? So I have four buckets or four areas I want to focus on for why content marketing. Okay, number one, awareness. Awareness is critical. Okay, so what content marketing allows us to do is it allows us to start to bring our prospects in to our circle to start to have them be aware of who we are, what we believe, what are we doing, the mission of our company, everything that goes into that awareness is going to be the first step. And there's a quote out there that visibility, I think it's visibility creates credibility. I don't know, I might mess up the quote, but I really like that because at the end of the day, the content needs to be visible. So one of the ways where I've really started to pick up some steam in the B2B, which is the business to business space, as opposed to the B2C, which is the business to consumer space. In the B2B space, I actually wrote an article that for a company called Flip My Funnel that initially it was posted on their website. Not a whole lot of traction came from it, but the founder of Flip My Funnel ended up reading it, reposting it, and now it's this really popular article that's getting shared on LinkedIn, which has then led to other opportunities for a podcast that I'm going to go be on in a couple, I think actually next week, next Friday, which is a total blessing. So I need you to start, if you're think as you're, you know, as you're thinking about what you can start doing, just start experimenting with types of content that either, you may be more comfortable with. Maybe you're really comfortable in front of video. I feel like I'm a little bit awkward, but there's the podcast. You can try that too. You can try writing. I actually really hate writing. Compared to writing, I'd much rather shoot a video and the podcast. And so, but that writing has actually led to an opportunity to be on another business's podcast. They're ultra successful. They've written for Harvard Business Review, some other things. So the sales credibility for me is starting to grow, and it'll probably grow at a really fast rate because it's opened up some other opportunities that I'm really excited about. All that is going to be pushing out this, you need to trust me because I know what I'm talking about. And so, because I know what I'm talking about, this is why you should trust me. Here's third-party resources, right? So I'm starting to bring in these. I'm going to be bringing in third-party people. Be like, dude, Joe's the man. He knows. He's going to be. He looks at your business. He listens to you, and then from there, he can literally laser point. Here's what you need to go do next. Okay, that can be from a service part. I also have video, so you may be struggling in certain areas. I have Go Videos. Go watch the video, and then come back to me and talk to me because the videos are going to start to help educate and really start to inform you on those next steps. Okay, so first step, awareness. So we talked about that. So in the why content marketing, we're coming back to awareness. We got to get people aware of who we are. Number two. Research. Okay, people are always doing their research, right? So, you know how people go to Best Buy and they do the research at Best Buy and then they go buy on Amazon? So, same thing. Everyone's doing their homework on everyone. I'm being pinned against, Grant Cardone, or I'm being pinned against some other sales guru who's out there, right? So people are doing the research. They're evaluating, what kind of value is this person going to bring? What can they bring to the table? Grant Cardone is much more well known in the social media world than I am, but his program might not be a good fit for you, right? So with me, it's a little more personal. Like I do two coaching calls a week. So you can get a lot more direct help with me than you can with someone like a Grant Cardone who's just going to sell you his online course, right? So I have an online course that's broken out into different areas. But the difference for my selling point is that you can come talk to me. We have a Slack channel. If you don't know what Slack is, go Google it. It's like a messaging platform that businesses use, very popular in Silicon Valley. And so you I have a Slack channel. People can DM me, direct message me. You can DM me, and I can respond. So you might not have that with some of these other bigger people that are out there. So, people are doing the research, and so this is the type of value that I'm trying to bring to my customers. Okay. Number three, consideration. Every prospect is starting to consider their options, right? If you're considering me versus Grant Cardone, you may be thinking, okay, so Grant offers this, Joe offers this. I need more access. I need more access. I need more help. Maybe Grant's just not delivering this in this area, or maybe Grant covers sales, but he's not covering marketing, and I don't know what it is, but every prospect starts to consider, or Grant charges this, Joe charges that. I mean, everyone's always trying to figure out, okay, this price value, here's what they're offering, what does it look like, how can I, they're packaging everything together. They're in this consideration process. Okay, step four, buy. So all of the content that you've put out there has to lead to some type of action. So in my experience, the easiest way, and this is where people mess this up big time, the easiest way is actually to, distribute your content, and then when people reach out to you, just learn about their business. Just ask them, hey, you want to jump on a quick call and just see, love to learn more about your business. And you're not even there to sell them yet. You have your, I'm learning hat on right now. So if you have your, I just want to learn about your business and not sell them, then they're going to give you, if you ask questions and clarify what they're asking, they will start to give you all of the information that you need in order to close them. And so if your content matches up with what you say, they're going to buy. Now, the reason why I like the phone as opposed to just waiting for them to buy off your website is that for sure they could buy off your website. That's why you have it there, right? But I think what's important to recognize is that content is a tool, and then depending on the type of services you provide, if you can loop in other tools like a telephone or email or social media, whatever, then people can make a quicker decision. They may still buy from you, but maybe it takes 6 months of just listening to the podcast before you're ready to buy, versus 1 month on the podcast and we connect over Instagram and we're on, next thing you know, we're on a Zoom call and we're talking strategy specifically for your business, and it just clicks like, dude, this guy's the man. I need to buy today, right? So we just need to be thinking about that. So, in wrapping up, what is content marketing? It has to be valuable content that's going to lead people to buy. You got to think about not just the content, but your distribution channels, and how is that content actually getting people to the buy button. Hey guys, so I really loved this session of what is content marketing in your own business. Please, please, please dive in, start creating content. The thing that's holding you back is yourself. You need to take action. Don't let perfection stop you. Iterate, iterate, iterate. All that means is continually get feedback on whatever you're building and creating so you deliver an even better product or service to the marketplace, and use that content creation, that content marketing with other tools out there to grow your business.